You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. More than 100 years ago, a young woman traveled back and forth from her home in the Bay Area to the mountains of the High Sierra, and the reason she did that was to make photos. Her name was Ann Brigman. She was a pioneer in her time, and an exhibit now at the Nevada Museum of Art and two accompanying books are paying tribute to what she did. On the phone with us is Ann Wolfe. She's the deputy director of the Nevada Museum and the curator of this major retrospective of Ann Brigman. Her life and her work are on display through January 27th. Hi, Ann. Glad to have you on Insight.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Describe more about who Ann Brigman is and why more people aren't aware of the work she did.
Well, Ann Brigman is so little known to so many of us, and that's unfortunate, but she really was truly a visionary photographer of her time who lived and worked in Oakland and the Berkeley area. And I think, you know, poignantly, she began making photographs in 1901, but in 1906, when so many of her friends suffered such great losses in the earthquake and the San Francisco fire of that year, she didn't go to the Sierras to escape that, but she went for transformation, and she found this opportunity for transformation in nature and in the mountains, and that's where she came to make some of her most powerful photographs that are still unknown to so many of us today.
Will you describe some of the work? And we've posted some images on our website. I'll sum it up by saying that she tried to morph her soul and her body with nature. And so her portrait work was nudes, and her subject, I'll let you take it from there.
Sure. Ann Brigman was a reader of Walt Whitman, a reader of Edward Carpenter's writings and poetry, and she believed strongly that the human body could be, the human body was embodied in nature. And so when you look at her photographs, oftentimes there's a human figure, most often a woman, either herself or her friends, entwined with trees or alongside boulders. And she was a pictorialist photographer, so there's a very much a moodiness to these images. They're a little bit out of focus. They're a little bit fuzzy. They're, of course, black and white, and she did this purposely because at this time, as a photographer, it wasn't about taking a documentary photograph. It was about trying to create kind of a fine art experience. It was trying to create emotion in her photographs, and that's what she did in the mountains. She writes, she's not just a photographer. She's also a writer and a poet, and she writes vividly about taking the stagecoach up from Sacramento, up what is now Highway 50, camping in the municipal camp there, Camp Sacramento, right along the highway, and then going up to Echo Lake. And via Echo Lake, she would enter into what was known as Desolation Valley, which is now Desolation Wilderness. And she would photograph herself and her friends nude up on the granite flanks of Desolation Valley alongside, you know, these ancient junipers and ancient pine trees, and really became known for that type of work.
I think the audience and the intrigue about her work today would probably astound her. Can you give me some of the feedback from people who have come through, witnessed the exhibit, and talked with you about it?
Sure. So much about Ann Brigman is really the story of, you know, what it means to be a visionary woman working ahead of her time. She was a photographer who probably the first woman in the world to photograph herself nude. And this was in 1905. This was before women had the right to vote. This is a story of how Ann Brigman found her power and her voice with the camera. And that resonates with a lot of not just women, but individuals, how you come to find your voice. And she, the idea of struggle and struggle in her life and struggle to define her own identity as a woman working in the early 1900s is really a big part of her work. And she identified the human struggle with the struggle of those trees eking out their existence up in the upper elevations of the Sierras. And you know, people leave this exhibition oftentimes in tears, really surprisingly. And I think, you know, we connect with Ann Brigman on multiple levels, whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, whether you've made that journey to the mountains year after year to find some type of transformation or renewal, or whether you've struggled within your own world to find your voice. Anne Brigman definitely struggled to be recognized as a woman artist during her time, particularly in her relationship with Alfred Stieglitz and artists on the photographers on the East Coast who saw her work a little bit and interpreted it a little bit differently. But it's that idea of struggle, I think, that resonates with so many of our visitors. And they often leave the exhibition choked up, which is something we don't often see in our shows.
When she died in 1950, was the concept of feminist art or feminist expression even part of life yet? And do you know how she saw other people seeing her work?
Sure. So I think we would now define Anne Brigman as one of the great proto-feminist photographers of our time. The term feminist art didn't really emerge until the late 1960s or 70s. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's because after World War II, we have sort of this return to this post-war conservatism and more traditional values. And then by the 60s, the civil rights era and Vietnam War, we have more, protest and feminism emerges. And so that's when women start to use the camera yet again to photograph themselves nude in the landscape. We have artists like Judy Dater and Judy Chicago who are going out into the landscape outdoors and kind of reclaiming their bodies and themselves and kind of wanting to be a part of nature. And so it really takes 70 years for the world to catch up with what Anne Brigman was doing in 1905. And that in its own right is a spectacular story. We'll have Judy Chicago, the great photographer, here in January to talk a little bit about that.
This is such an amazing retrospective, perhaps the biggest ever, on Anne Brigman. And how did you pull this collection together with pieces from many collections, Anne?
Well, about 5 years ago, we organized an exhibition on the art history of Tahoe and Donner. And in that exhibition were Anne Brigman's photographs, and they were perhaps some of the most popular and appreciated images in the exhibition. And they happened to belong to the great photography collector Michael Wilson out of London, who happens to be the owner of the James Bond franchise. He produces all of the James Bond films, and he said, well, I have 80 photographs here in my collection. Please borrow them. And so we paired those together with photographs from the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Oakland Museum of California, the George Eastman Museum. And so this is by far, with 250 photographs by Anne Brigman, probably the largest exhibition of her work to date.
Mm. You have a number of events related to this coming up. I see three in December, which are conversations, docents, celebrations, and then, as you said, Judy Chicago late in January. But these are open to the public. I do want to encourage people to come to this museum because, as you know, we traveled our show there a few years ago, and it is a wonderful experience, Anne.
I do agree and would encourage that. You know, I think something about making the journey up into the mountains, making the trip to Reno, even Lake Tahoe or the mountains, is transformative for so many people. And, you know, to be able to visit a museum that is actually only about 40 minutes from where Anne Brigman made some of these spectacular images up near the old Donner Pass Road and up near Desolation Valley and Echo Lake is really a special opportunity.
So from public and private collections, the exhibit is Anne Brigman, A Visionary in Modern Photography. And Anne Wolfe is the Andrea and John C. Dean Family Senior Curator and Deputy Director at the Nevada Museum of Art in Reno. We'll post a link with more information. This museum goes back to 1931. This exhibit will continue until January 27th. I'm so glad we finally had a chance to talk about it with you, Anne.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
And that, again, is Anne Wolfe. We'll post the link at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.
It's just begun. It's just begun. It's just begun.